Welcome to part one of the activation series. The way that I was guided to prepare for this activation was to start a candle, burn a candle, something that I can look at. And I'm inviting you to do the same. So if you have a candle handy, feel free to light it up. If you don't, you can pause and come back with the candle, or you can choose not to. So I have a candle burning, and it's a beautiful scent, very gentle, zesty scent. It's a natural soy candle. And I'm going to keep my eyes open for the beginning of this activation, as if going into the experience with eyes wide open. So again, however you choose to experience it, it's up to you. At this moment, take a deep breath in. Allow yourself to be present in this moment, space and time. And allowing yourself to breathe consciously and evenly. Breath is such a powerful tool to bring us into the present moment, into what it is that we are creating in this very moment. With the part one of the activation series, we are going to focus on, let me just adjust the audio here for a moment, you should hear me better. With part one of the activation series, what we are going to focus is on you, the I of the equation, the beginning, the source of all you experience. It starts with you. You as the vessel. And I will make statements that may be obvious, but I want you to take them in from a new place at this moment. One thing that really became obvious to me in a whole new way as I began to create this series and this program is how much we are still, as a collective, operating from being reliant on something outside of us. For many people, it still baffles them why their manifestation doesn't work. And it's because they skip this first part. So, in this activation, what we are going to focus on is you. You as the vessel. You as the vessel for the energy of your manifestation, of the clients, relationships, opportunities, collaborations, whatever it is that will have you bring your work into the world, perhaps in a new way that you never have. Or if you have before, to a whole new degree. So, in this moment, a step one, part one, activation one. If you are creating, manifesting, calling in clients, calling in resources from a place of lack, all you'll have is more lack, L-A-C-K. So what we're going to start with is you filling yourself up. So in this moment, I want you to consciously become aware of yourself as whole and complete, as if there is nothing missing from you at this moment, as if there is nothing missing for you at this moment. Most of the time in our conscious moments, we still operate from what I don't have. So, in this moment, I want you to consciously Choose the wholeness that you are. You see, this relationship that we'll be working on in this series is manifesting from what already exists in the energetic form. If it already exists in the energetic form, it is not missing. Most people still look for clients because they need money. How do I know that? Well, most of the time when my clients come to me, they say, "Oh, I need to manifest this because I don't have. I need this much by that time." Meaning I don't have it and I think I won't have it, which means I have to do something to have it then. Or if I use what I have in a form of resources, then I will not have for when I need it. Operating from lack, LACK. In this moment, I want you to just for a moment feel like an apple that's been bitten into. You know, when you bite into an apple, and I want you to actually hear the crispness of the apple being bitten. And then become aware of that bite and the part of the apple that was bitten not being there, it's removed. Become aware of what's not there, the lack. The apple is now less that part. And unconsciously, this is how we operate most of the time. There are moments when you, perhaps this is the moment, choose to believe you are whole and complete, and that in this moment there is nothing missing from you. But as soon as this activation is over, your default, your automatic pilot, your programming will have you focus on that apple being half bitten or bitten, that bite being gone. So for a moment, I want you to feel that missing. And I want you to know that whenever in the past you were manifesting and it was really easy, those were the moments when you didn't really need it. So I want you to think about, like, when did extra money show up? Well, when you already had enough most of the time. Those are the moments I want you to focus right now, when it was so easy, or the clients just showed up because in that moment you found another way for money to come in. So in this moment, I want you to focus on how you showing up in a certain way manifested that. The moments when it felt really easy because there was a part of you that knew you didn't need it. You were a whole apple, whole and complete. Now, that apple, once bitten, doesn't regenerate. And that's how we walk most of the time. And that's how we create and manifest most of the time. From that bite being missing, from that missing part. But in this activation, I want you to become aware in a whole new way that the only way that actually manifestation works is when you are whole and complete. The only way to call in clients, opportunities, money, even clarity for your soul's work, the next steps, is when you are in a certainty that it's already here, where nothing outside of you has to fulfill something. Meaning, nothing outside of you has to validate something or give you something or deliver something. And now I want you to move that knowing from your mind, because I know in your mind you may already know it. But I want you to move it by using your conscious attention. Feel it moving down through your mind, from your mind, down through your third eye, connecting to a wisdom, down to your throat, activating speaking from wholeness. Down to your heart, activating, manifesting from wholeness. And I want you to stop right in between your heart chakra and your solar plexus chakra, right underneath the heart and at the top of solar plexus, right before it hits the center of the sun inside you, right at the top, in between your heart and solar plexus. I just exhaled deeply. I don't know if you heard it, but I released something, a heaviness that was living there for us, a missing, a heaviness that we collectively, those who are tuning into this at any point, carried. And it showed up in the energy of obligation. I have to, because if I don't, then. So, whatever it is that's showing up for you right now, in that I have to, because if I don't, then something will happen. I want you to inhale deeply, pull that whatever it is or represents that belief, pull it up all the way, and exhale it with a voice. And feel that space where that limitation or that condition once lived. Fill it up with a juicy, juicy. You got it. Apple. Juicy flesh of the apple. Feel the crispness of it. Whole and complete, not the bitten apple, but the whole and complete apple. And dive into the center of you with the next breath, connecting deeper into your divinity, from which you from now on will operate. Right in between your heart center and your solar plexus. And there is a spot, the center of you, in which the wholeness lives. The you that's connected to all that is. I want you to feel that radiating through your body now, needing nothing. Wishing for nothing, lacking nothing, whole and complete unto yourself. You don't need anyone to fill any part of you by working with you or by giving you anything or by paying you. You are whole and complete unto yourself. When you are whole and complete unto yourself, it's easy for people to say yes, to work with you, to partner with you, because they sense there is nothing you are there, you are trying to get from them. So when this activation is over, I will remind you, but I want you to right now begin to anchor, looking for opportunities, evidence that it's already true, that it's already true. We call it a lack of attachment. Lack of attachment. Some call it detachment. I prefer a lack of attachment. Operating from, I'm not attached if it happens, when or how, because I am already whole and complete. And in this moment, isn't it true that you have everything you need? Now, you might need something new 2 minutes from now, 5 minutes from now, a day from now, a week from now, maybe even next month. And by default, the way we operate from old programming is that we fear not having if we need it or when we need it. There is a mortgage or rent due on every first of the month. And most people exhale on the first when they pay it. Whew, I'm glad I had it. And then they feel okay for a day or two. And usually, in my experience, by fifth of the month, they begin to stress again if they'll have it for the next month. And some people have enough for the next month or 2 months or 3 months, but they'll begin to worry about month six when, based on what they have in their bank account right now, they begin to worry that they won't have it 6 months from now, projecting into the future as if it will run out. Instead of focusing in this moment on the energy of, I already do have. In this moment, I don't need it. Until I need it, it doesn't even have to be here. Now, there is value in planning for the future. There is value in having money set aside so you don't go into the worry, but you know you have savings. I call it sexy. It's sexy to have savings. But even then, notice how often you had enough for a while, but you worried about the day that you wouldn't if nothing else happened. So, in this moment, let's reconcile anything inside of you, anything inside of you that is operating incongruently with you being whole and complete. So, first, what we're going to do is forgiving any memories of times that you have or don't have a memory of right now when you worried and acted out of worry and lack. So in this moment, with the next breath, I want you to forgive yourself. I forgive me. I forgive me. I forgive myself for all the times I lived out of lack. Lack and worry was my starting point. I forgive myself for taking it on from anyone around me ever. Current lifetime, different lifetimes, different space, time, and dimensions. I forgive myself from ever operating out of lack, lack, even if in the moment I had all I needed. I forgive myself. And activate that forgiveness. Let it reverberate backwards. And everything you've forgiven yourself right now, we're going to fill up with, I love me. I love myself. I want you to keep repeating it to yourself right now. I love myself. I love myself. I have so much love for me. There is so much love in me for me. I am the source of love I desire. I love me. And feel it warming up in your heart center. Feel it spreading from within you, all around you. I love me. You see, when you are filled with love for yourself, nobody else has to validate anything for you. And it is a constant commitment, part of a ritual that I will be creating or inviting you to create with me, is that you start every morning by pouring love into yourself. I love me. I love me. I love myself. I have so much love for myself. All I have is love for myself. In this activation, we are not even focusing on anyone else but you because it starts with you. Remember, if there is any shred of lack, lack, in you, you will manifest it as a need for an external validation, external need, like somebody has to fill this need. If I don't have the money, it has to come from the outside. And where we begin with you are receiving from already having. And when we get to step two and three and four, especially until you can begin to call in clients, not because you need them so they can pay you, so because you need the money, or you need them to validate you as the healer, as the coach, as the provider of whatever service you are providing, but they are truly then equal collaborators with you. Divine appointments, I call them. I love myself. I want you to feel the smile on your face as I say it. My mouth shifted into this bright smile. So allow yourself to experience that right now. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. And feel the truth of it. Feel it filling you up. Activating all of the memory of who you are as allness and wholeness and divine expressed. And in this moment, feel yourself connected to all that is, because all that is just an expression of you. And any place in your life where you are experiencing lack right now, it's really just a mirror for you to see where you haven't loved yourself enough yet. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. And feel the silliness of it. Let the silliness of, wow, this is so silly to say. Who am I to say that? And I want you to hear the voice that says, well, I already do love myself. And I want you to tell that voice, yes, and there is more available. Because if there is any part in my life that is still reflecting lack, then I haven't loved myself enough yet. There is still more love that I can give myself in this moment. I love myself. You see, from this place, you can begin to look for evidence that it's true. People aren't coming to give you anything because you need it. People aren't coming to hire you because you need the money they're going to pay you. They're coming in to actually reflect the wholeness you already are. So now imagine yourself as that apple. I don't know why apple, but this is what's being called in this activation, a juicy, bright, red, delicious apple. Whole and complete. Self-regenerating. So now, in this moment, if there are any bites in that apple, I want you to imagine that they self-regenerate, fill themselves up, those spots where there was any bite out of the apple taken. And what I'm hearing right now is life took a bite out of you. But it doesn't have to be true. So regenerate those parts of you right now. Filling in any dents, cuts, bruises, indentation, bites, any place where life took a bite out of you. Like that beautiful Japanese tradition of gluing something broken together, I want you to fill those spots with a golden light. A golden light of abundance that already is inherent. Deep breath in and exhale. And if your eyes are closed, I want you to open them. And if you have a candle burning, look at the candle. Focus on the light. Intently focus on the light and let it light up. From inside of you, the round wholeness, the expression of who you are when you are whole and complete. I love myself, and I walk through life as an expression of whole and complete, being full, whole and complete unto myself. I give myself everything I need. So anything that comes to me from somebody else is just a reflection of what I already gave myself. If I give myself all the abundance, if I give myself all the love, then everyone who comes into my life from this moment on is just a reflection of that. I feel the beauty of that. And from now on, take on that when you begin the day from this place, before every phone call, every email you sent, every message you sent, every invitation you put out there, you first will, for a moment, take a deep breath in and say to yourself, I am whole and complete. And anything and anyone who shows up in my space from now on is just a reflection of that. They give to me because they are reflecting my abundance that already is. They pay me because they are reflecting an abundance I already am. They affirm the power of my gifts because they're reflecting what I already know is true. And as such, I choose to be the vessel that walks around reflecting and looking for reflection of my wholeness. The bigger I choose to be, the bigger I choose to expand, the more I choose to be, the more I choose to expand, the more shows up as a reflection of that in my life. Nothing fills the hole if there is no hole to fill. It's all just a reflection of my limitless abundance, my limitless gift, and my limitless love for me. And with this, we are going to conclude this activation and the ritual to take on from now on as a result of this activation is to begin your day with affirming your wholeness. And every time before you make an invitation, whether written, spoken, or in any other form, you are going to take a moment, just a moment, to first to say, affirm that anything that shows up as a result of this will be evidence of my wholeness, abundance, and fullness. And so it is.